Good evening, everybody. This week's Parsha, Parshas B'Shalach, we read about Klal Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim. And as everybody's busy getting all their gatherings together, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu is busy. Vayikach Moshe Atmos Yosef Imo. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy taking the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. What's that all about? It's because Yosef Hashbea Hishbia Leimar, that Pokod Yifka Lekim Aschem Ha'alisa Masalat Mosai Mizeh Etchem, that the promise was made by the Jewish people that they're going to take out the body of Yaakov Avinu, the body of Yosef HaTzadik, and therefore the Gemara says that on their way out of Mitzrayim, they made sure, Moshe Rabbeinu made sure that the bones of Yosef HaTzadik were taken along with them as well. The Gemara says in Makos, Daf Yudalid, that somebody who walks into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tuma, so the Gemara says that that person is going to be Chayiv Kares. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei, V'nichrusa HaNefesh Ahimei Ameah. Somebody who is Metamei the Beis HaMikdash, by entering, when he is in a state of Tuma, he's going to become Chayiv Kares for doing that. And by Yoledes it says also, El HaMikdash Lo Sabo, that the Yoledes, after she gives birth and becomes Tmeya, she's not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Now this issur goes whether the person becomes tamei by a tumah yotze lemigufo, whether the tumah is something that comes out of the person's body, or it's a tumah that comes from tumas meis, if I'm in contact with a meis. However, on Har Abayis, the Gemara says, you'll see how this has to do with our pasuk in a minute, on Har Abayis, the Gemara says, a tamei is only not allowed to enter if they are a tumah, if they are tamei with a tumah yotze lemigufo. The only one who's not allowed to enter to the Har Abayis is somebody who has an emission from the body. However, somebody who came in contact with a dead body, somebody who's tamei tumas meis, we assume they are allowed to go onto the Har Abayis. And therefore, the Gemara says that that person obviously will not be chayiv karis, he won't be chayiv anything because it's mutter. How do we know this halacha to be true? Says the Gemara, we learn it out from Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because it says, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, and it says throughout all the duration of the time that they were traveling in the Midbar, this Aron of Yosef stayed in the Machane Levia. So you see, obviously, that a Tamei Meis is allowed to be in the Machane Levia. So from there, the Gemara learns that a Tamei Meis is also allowed to enter onto the Har Abayis. That's why it's a mistake when people say nowadays that entering the Har Abayis, whether you should or you shouldn't, it's more of a political question. But people say, oh, you're Chayiv Kares. It's not necessarily true. If you go to the Har Abayis when you're a Tamei with a Tumah Yotze Lemigufo, then you're Chayiv Kares. If you enter the Har Abayis when you're Tamei with a Tumas Meis, you're not Chayiv anything. That's Mutter. That's Heter Gomer. In order to take away a tumah yotze lemigufo, all a person has to do is go to the mikvah. So that's why it's a little bit of a more nuanced question when you talk about entering the Har Abayis b'zman hazeh. It's not simply that you're going to be chayiv karis if you're going to the Har Abayis. It depends what type of tumah you are, and it depends exactly where you're going to be going. Rav Waldenberg writes in the Tzitz Eliezer, what's already been brought by many achronim, but he says that the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph that there are those who believe that Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a kohen. All throughout the duration of the years in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was considered to be a kohen. So asks the Achronim, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be metame himself to the kever, to the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik? A kohen is not allowed to be metame to a mace. So how do you explain this Gemara in light of our pasuk over here? So he writes that some Achronim suggested the following, that perhaps one can say that you see from here that kivrei tzadikim ein metamim. You see that a kever of a tzadik doesn't become tame, and therefore there was no problem for Moshe Rabbeinu to be metame himself by handling the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. This is quoted in the Chidah. However, the Chidah writes, how can he say such a thing? In fact, the Gemara tells us that from here is where we learn out, the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin, from this very pasuk, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, is where we learn that a Tamei Meis is allowed to go into the Har Abayis. So how would you be able to learn that halacha from Yosef HaTzadik? If Yosef HaTzadik himself was not Metamei, so then the halacha cannot be learned out of there. This was an extra special case, and you can't derive anything from this story. Secondly, ask the Chidah, we have a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chafei Amid Aleph where the Gemara says, Ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. It says whenever somebody is busy doing one mitzvah, he shouldn't involve himself in something else. Many Rishonim say not only shouldn't he, but he's not allowed to. It's a bizayin to the first mitzvah. He's going to stop what he's doing and take on something else. You have to finish what you're doing first, and then you move on to something else. So in that context of the Gemara tells us that by Pesach Sheni, by Yiyu Anoshim, Asher Hayu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam, there was a group of people that were Tamei, and they weren't able, v'lo yachlu lasuses ha-Pesach, they weren't able to make the first Pesach Rishon, so they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, give us another chance, we want to do a Pesach Sheni, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the opportunity to do the Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, why were they Tamei? How did these people become Tamei? So the Gemara answers, because they were the group who was handling the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. So you see clearly from the Gemara, says the Chidah, you see very clearly that the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik was Metamei, and that's why these people were not able to be involved in the first Pesach Rishon that they had in the Midbar, and they had to wait until the Pesach Sheni. So that's what the Chida says. He doesn't like this answer at all. There are those who answer alternatively, that we know that a Kohen, yes, he's not allowed to be Metami to a mace, but when it's a situation of a mace mitzvah, so obviously the Kohen has to be Metami himself. Not only that, Tosis writes in Maseches Nazir, if you have a Kohen Gadol who's preparing himself before Yom Kippur, and he's ready to go ahead and do the Avodah, and then on Erev Yom Kippur he's walking on the streets and he happens to pass by a mace mitzvah, even the Kohen Gadol, he's going to give up all of his opportunity to do the Avodah, the hallmark of his career, to do the Avodah on the Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur, he has to give it up in order to be Metami to the mace mitzvah. That's how seriously we take a mace mitzvah. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, not only do we say that a Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to do that on Erev Yom Kippur, to be Metame himself, and forego the entire Avodah's Yom HaKippurim Lefnai V'Lefnim, but he said a Kohen Gadol who's not willing to do that is not ready to be a Kohen Gadol. Because if the Kohen Gadol doesn't understand how much we value human life, if he doesn't understand how important it is, that when there's a Meitz Mitzvah, and it doesn't matter who the Meitz Mitzvah is, but it's a Jewish neshama, it's a Jewish body, and that Jewish body needs to be tended to, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't understand how serious we take that, how seriously that is taken by us, then he's not right to be the Kohen Gadol at all. But be it as it may, some want to say over here that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu saw this as a Meis Mitzvah. Why? Because all of Klal Yisrael was busy getting themselves together. Everybody was collecting Bizas Mitzrayim. They were busy taking the spoils, the booty from Mitzrayim. And nobody was willing to deal with the Aron of Yosef. We made a Shua that we're going to take Yosef's bones out. We're going to take them to Eretz Yisrael. So we didn't have a right just to leave them there in the street. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu decided that he was going to be involved, although he may have been a Kohen. But still, this had the status of a Meis Mitzvah. So whatever pshat you say, it's clear from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was busy dealing with the Aron of Yosef. And on this, the Gemara says in Sota Daf Yud Gimel, we darsha from a Pasuk. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. Somebody who's a big Chacham goes and he makes sure to chaparain as many mitzvahs as he can. Says the Gemara, who's this referring to? So we say it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because B'shah She'asku Yisrael. When the rest of the Jewish people were busy going and stealing, so to speak, taking all the gold and silver from Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu gave up all of that, and instead he involved himself in the mitzvah of burying Yosef HaTzadik. So the Brisker Rav and many other Achronim contemporaries asked the following question. What do you mean? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, you're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only smart one who's willing to go ahead and do a mitzvah at the time when everybody else is wasting time. What do you mean wasting time? Each one was involved in a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and he said, I ask you, Daber Naba Ozne Ha'am, he pleaded with us, please, ask the Jewish people, before they leave Mitzrayim, go ahead and take everything out of the Mitzrayim, take the Zav, take the Kesef, take everything they have. So what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is doing a mitzvah, nobody else is? Everyone's doing mitzvahs. They're doing the mitzvahs of taking, the difficult mitzvah of taking all the money from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the difficult mitzvah of going to bury Yosef. So what do you mean? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, why do we give Moshe Rabbeinu such a tremendous appellation to say that he's the Chacham Lev? What do you mean? Everybody was involved in mitzvahs at the same time. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu singled out here above and beyond everybody else? So the Alter from Nevardik, many Tirutzim are given on this, but the Alter from Nevardik has a very beautiful insight where he suggests that the Gemara writes in Bab Metzia Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Let's say the Gemara says, when I see Ki Yiras Chamor Sonacha, when I see that somebody's wagon has fallen apart and all the packages fell off the wagon, so I have to go and help them out. Azov Tazov Imo. So says the Gemara, what happens if I have two people in front of me? One person I love, one person I hate. For whatever reason. Tosis has the discussion there. Why do you hate him? Are you allowed to hate him? You're not allowed to hate him. But either way, I hate this guy. I love the other guy. So I have two opportunities to help somebody. I can either help, and both of them, I come to a situation, both of them need help equally. Either I can help this one who I love, or I can help this one who I hate. Says the Gemara, you should go ahead. The preference should be given to help the one who you hate. Why? Says the Gemara, because it's Kedei Lachav Es Yitzro. It's going to help me get over my Yetzirah. What does it mean? My Yetzirah tells me, hate him. Don't help him out. Don't help him at all. Obviously, if he was stuck on the road, nobody was willing to help him. I was the only one there. I would help him. But over here where I have a chance to help either somebody who I love or someone who I hate, let me use the opportunity to show that I don't hate this guy so much. Lachav Es Yitzirah, I'm willing to go ahead and strain myself and help the person who I don't like instead of helping the person who I do like. Well, says the Alter from Nevardik, you see that there's an idea of prioritizing mitzvahs. Sometimes you have two mitzvahs in front of you. Both of them are wonderful, both of them are important, and both of them need to be done. But I can only do one of them. So what should I do? So he says we should take the one that's going to be an exercise for us, Lachav Es Yitzro. Like the Gemara says, you should choose to help the Sone because that's going to be an exercise for me to work on my own midas. Well, says the Alter from Nevardik over here also. Moshe Rabbeinu had two options. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand said, I want somebody to take care of the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. It's one mitzvah. On the other hand, you have the difficult mitzvah of taking all the money from Mitzrayim. No? So which one do we enjoy more? Obviously, it's a lot more enjoyable. Instead of going to a funeral, we would much rather be clearing out the Mitzrayim's homes for all the money. Says the Alter from Nemadar, Moshe Rabbeinu decided, yes, everybody else is busy doing that mitzvah, but I'm going to take the difficult route. I'm going to take the mitzvah that gives me an exercise in my own bechira, gives me an exercise in my own midos tovus to figure out how much do I love the Ribbono Shel Olam. Am I willing to give up all of that, the enjoyable mitzvah? Yes, albeit it was a mitzvah, but it's enjoyable. Am I willing to give that up in order to be involved in a chesed shalemes, in order to be involved in something which is a lot more difficult to be involved with? And that is why the pasuk calls him Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, many other Gemaras we have in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, Gadol HaMetzuvah Ve'osem Mimisha Einu Metzuvah Ve'osem. Why is that? So all the Rishonim give different reason, but many Rishonim say in Kedushin Af Lamed Aleph, the reason why is because when we're Metzuvah Ve'osem, when we ask to be Mekayim something, so the Yetzirah fights stronger against us. So therefore, if we are able to overcome the Yetzirah, and we do, even though we have some sort of obstacle in our way, but we're willing to do it anyway, says the Gemara, we get a lot more schar. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu felt here also. I'm going to get more schar if I deal with the mitzvah that's not so easy, that's not so enjoyable, even though I had a chance to do a mitzvah that was very enjoyable, that was very easy for me to do. I once heard a story from Rabbi Stein. It's an interesting story that there was I don't know where it's printed, but he said there was a story about a person who was driving a truck for the seltzer company, Middleton Seltzer. Is there a company? There used to be, I guess. What? Middleman? So there was a company, Middleman Seltzer, I guess. So the story goes that there was a driver for this company that was once driving on the road, and basically he was picking up all the bottles, the empty bottles of seltzer from all the customers, and then he would bring them back the next day with the seltzer that was already made from the company. So he's driving down the road, he had a pickup truck, and he sees that there's a baby carriage in front of the road. Somebody's walking in the middle of the street, so he had to swerve out of the way in order not to hit the child. And because he swerved out of the way, so his pickup truck tilted a little bit, and all his bottles of seltzer went rolling all over the street, and he lost, and he was afraid. He got out of the truck, and he started to cry, because here he is, a poor delivery man, and they're going to fire him. He was all nervous. They're going to fire him because they don't know exactly why he got in an accident, but he realized that now he's going to his job might be on the line. So everybody's standing around and watching, and finally somebody steps up and says, "Why are you all watching? Why don't you go and give the man money? Give the man some money in order that he should be able to pay his boss. And this way, the boss won't fire him because he'll make up all the money that he lost for all the bottles of seltzer that fell in the street. Why don't you go help him out?" So everyone's looking. Wow, so nispoh. So one, this guy walks up and he gives him a $100 bill. The next guy, and after, everybody follows him. Then the man walks away, and that's it. And they tell him, "You should give the money to the boss." So he's so overwhelmed with joy, and he goes to, he starts getting back to himself. And everybody says, "Look at this tzaddik. Look what he did. He stood up to you, and he said he's willing to give money." He said, "Yeah. Mitzvah Schmitzvah, what do you mean? That's Mr. Middleman. He owns the company. He just wanted all of you to give." So Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah Zak Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you mean? You're going to go ahead and chaparai mitzvahs, what do you mean? But the mitzvah that you're doing is just going to make you richer. You're going to take all the money from Mitzrayim. You're just making yourself rich. That's not such a chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, obviously he asked us to do it, but there's matan schar b'tzidah. What about going ahead and doing the mitzvah, the chesed shalemes, that's difficult, that's hard for us to do? That, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is what I'm going to choose. That's what's going to be the exercise for me, for my Ben Adam Lamakim, to show that I'm really an Eved Hashem, to show how much I love the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Achronim also have another very interesting ha'ara, and that is, why does it say, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo? What do you mean, Imo? What is that extra word? It should just say, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef. So some explain many different pshatim, but I once saw a very beautiful insight from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. It says that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin was giving a drasha on Parsas B'Shalach, with this we will close. It says that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin got up to this pasuk and he said, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo. He says the phraseology that the pasuk uses is the wrong word. It should say, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Ito. Why does it say Imo? And in fact, if you look back, when Yosef Atzadik tells his brothers, what does it say? Va'alisem es atzmosai mizeh itchem. It doesn't say imchem. So over here also, as Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, the pasuk should say that they brought up, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Ito. Ito means with me. Im, says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. I don't know enough of the Tanakh phraseology, but he says whenever Tanakh uses im, it means that you're parallel to. So what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't parallel to the Atzmos Yosef. They were dead. He's alive. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Yosef Atzadik. So what do you mean, im? We're not on the same level. So that was the ha'ara that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin pointed out. So he suggested the following. He said the Gemara tells us an interesting thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kufnun Beis, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, verekev atzamos kina. The Gemara dashes from this pasuk that somebody called me yishayesh lo kina belibo, somebody who's jealous, somebody who has sinna or kina for somebody else, rakvo atzmos of markivin, his bones are going to rot. But somebody who lives life and is just sameach b'chelko, he's happy with what he has, he's not jealous of anybody else, he's not angry at anybody else, so his body will not have to go through the period of decomposition after life when it goes underground. Said Rabbi Shulev Diskin as follows. What do you think? Yosef HaTzadik is so worried about his own covet, he tells his brothers, when you leave Mitzrayim, the one thing I want you to do is take my body, take my arm. What, he's so worried about himself? This is Yosef, the great Yosef HaTzadik. You think that's all he was bothered with? You think that's all he was concerned about? Says Rabbi Shulev Diskin, perhaps Yosef HaTzadik wasn't worried about himself. Rather, he was saying, I want you to take my bones, and after all these years in Mitzrayim, I want you to look at them and see that they're intact. Kol mi sheyesh lo kina belibo atzmosa markivin. I want you to see that my bones are intact, that I am not going to decompose, and I want you to know that I had no kina, although I had every right in the world to hate my brothers. I had every right in the world to be angry at the world for what they did to me, but I want everybody to know after my life is over, I had no tainas on anyone. I made peace with my lot in life. I was happy with what I had. I saw the Yad Hashem and everything that happened. And that's why he instructed Klal Yisrael that I want you to take my bones out of Mitzrayim when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, when you go through the travel in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Shulev Diskin, Yosef HaTzadik knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have a difficult time with Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, there were situations throughout the time in the Midbar. Anochi Harisi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do you think? I'm the bad guy? I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, but still they're complaining. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu keeps complaining that the Jewish people are so difficult to deal with. They're yelling at him. They're angry at him. Yosef HaTzadik says, I want you to learn the lesson from me. Halisa mesatz mosayim izeh itchem, but Moshe Rabbeinu is vayikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imo. He became parallel to the lesson that he learned from the atzmos Yosef. It's not that Yosef was so bothered, what's going to be with my kavod, what's going to be with my levaya, that's not what he was bothered with. He was bothered with how is Moshe Rabbeinu going to learn that even though he's dealing with a difficult nation, and he should have tainas on them, how is he going to know to keep calm? How is he going to know to keep cool? And to that Yosef HaTzadik said, take my bones with you and learn the lessons. Internalize the messages of my bones when you see that they haven't decomposed and you understand that I had no kin in my mind, no sin on my heart toward my brothers, even though I had every reason in the world to hate them. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikach Moshe, it's Asmos Yosef Imo. Says Rabbi Shulev Diskin, they were exactly on the same level, parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu formulated his whole life, his Hashkafas HaChaim, after he saw the life of Yosef HaTzadik and the great Tzidkus that Yosef HaTzadik had. So perhaps those are just some of the ideas. Obviously, the Achronim have a lot more to say on this. We'll go into Ma'ariv, but that's a very beautiful insight that Rabbi Shulev shares with us, that a person should be careful not to have kina, not to have sinna, even though sometimes on the face value we have every reason to be upset at someone. But still, you have a lot to learn from Yosef and from Moshe Rabbeinu, that still there's life to live and there's life to enjoy, and we shouldn't let ourselves get too hung up with some of these situations that we might be faced with. Everyone, a good night.